National Archives to reveal emails about Biden family's Ukrainian business deals, Joe Biden weighs executive privilege. By Wendell Hasebo on December 16, 2022. The National Archives will reveal in February hundreds of pages of 2014 emails pertaining to the Biden family's business dealing in Ukraine unless President Joe Biden invokes executive privilege to keep the emails secret until 2029. According to a National Archives notice sent to President Joe Biden's White House counsel on November 30, the archives will release pages of emails likely related to the Biden family's business activities with Ukrainian energy company Burisma unless Biden objects in tandem with former President Barack Obama. The archive is proposing to relinquish the emails in response to a Freedom of Information Act, FOIA, request. If Biden objects to the release of the documents, it could be perceived by critics as a calculated political decision to block revelations about the Biden family's Ukrainian business scheme, especially after the president waived former President Donald Trump's executive privilege claims concerning National Archive documents requested by the partisan January 6 committee. In 2014, Hunter Biden received a huge monthly salary of $83,000 over the span of 18 months from Burisma for a position on the company's board. Hunter's board position raises questions of whether Hunter directly profited from his father's political influence as then vice president. Hunter had no prior experience in the energy sector or Ukraine, according to Peter Schweitzer, senior contributor at Breitbart News. The National Archives letter to Joe Biden notes some of the emails pertain to press inquiries about Hunter joining Burisma's board and Joe Biden's response to those media requests. Researchers submitted a Freedom of Information Act, FOIA, request for records related to Hunter Biden, James Biden, and their foreign business dealings. The Biden vice presidential records to be opened are email messages from May 2014 that include the company name Burisma. Several of the email messages are press inquiries regarding the announcement of Hunter Biden joining the board of directors of Ukrainian energy company Burisma Holdings Limited in May 2014 and the office of the vice president's responses to those inquiries. The National Archives told Business Insider that Stephen Miller filed the FOIA request. Miller is a former Trump advisor and current lawyer and founder of America First Legal. Mike Davis, an attorney with vast experience aiding Senator Chuck Grassley, on the Judiciary Committee, told Breitbart News invoking executive privilege would come with political risk, noting Biden's decision to waive Trump's January 6 executive privilege claims. Biden has allowed the National Archives to release 8 allotments of Trump administration records to the partisan January 6 committee. Biden will become a world champion political contortionist when he hides behind executive privilege to cover up his corrupt family dealings in Ukraine and China after he repeatedly waived Trump's valid executive privilege claims, Davis said. Biden's corrupt family dealings in Ukraine have drawn the attention of Republican lawmakers, who have pledged to investigate the Biden family business for wire fraud and tax evasion, among other potential violations. Hunter is also under investigation by Biden's Justice Department for alleged tax and gun violations. I want to be clear, this is an investigation of Joe Biden, Representative James Comer, RKY, stated in November. The Biden family's business dealings implicate a wide range of criminality from human trafficking to potential violations of the Constitution. We have some bank statements in hand, and we believe that suspicious activity reports, which are bank violations when the bank notifies the federal government, that we're pretty confident that our client has committed a crime. Hunter Biden and Jim Biden have at least 150 of those, he told Breitbart News. Breitbart News reported on the Biden family's business operations in Ukraine, which may correspond with potential tax evasion or wire fraud violations. Adding to concerns is the fact that at the time Hunter Biden joined Burisma, the company was seen as actively courting Western leaders to prevent further scrutiny of its business practices. The same month Hunter Biden was tapped for the group's board, the government of Great Britain froze accounts belonging to Burisma founder Mykola Slachevsky, under suspicion of money laundering. Slachevsky, a former Ukrainian minister of natural resources, would later be accused of corruption for using his office to approve oil and gas licenses to companies under his control. Joe Biden's role in the entire matter has only increased suspicions of conflicting interests. As the sitting vice president, Joe Biden led the Obama administration's response to the Russian invasion of Crimea in 2014. In that role, he pushed billions of dollars in aid to the Ukrainian government, some of which allegedly was filtered to Burisma. More troubling, however, is an episode that took place in 2016, when Joe Biden pressured the Ukrainian government to fire Viktor Shokin, the country's top prosecutor. In 2018 and 2020, Breitbart senior contributor and Government Accountability Institute President Peter Schweitzer published Secret Empires and Profiles in Corruption. Each book hit number one on the New York Times bestseller list and exposed how Hunter Biden and Joe Biden flew aboard Air Force Two in 2013 to China before Hunter's firm inked a $1.5 billion deal with a subsidiary of the Chinese government's Bank of China less than 2 weeks after the trip. Schweitzer's work also uncovered the Biden family's other vast and lucrative foreign deals and cronyism. Breitbart political editor Emma Jo Morris's investigative work at the New York Post on the Hunter Biden laptop from hell also captured international headlines when she, along with Miranda Devine, revealed that Joe Biden was intimately involved in Hunter's businesses, appearing to even have a 10% stake in a company the Scion formed with officials at the highest levels of the Chinese Communist Party. Hunter Biden is the subject of a narrative film My Son Hunter, marking Breitbart's expansion into film distribution. The film was produced by the Unreported Story Society. It's the story the establishment media don't want you to see. The film is available right now for streaming and downloading at mysonhunter.com. Follow Wendell Hussebo on Twitter at Wendell Hussebo. He is the author of Politics of Slave Morality.